the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and God, Amen. Today we celebrate the martyrdom of Abba Moses and his sister, and another saint and his sister, and tomorrow another saint and his sister. So I was deeply thinking of what kind of brotherhood and sister. And I said to myself, what a beautiful families, what a spiritual families. Although our Lord here in the Gospel warned his disciples and the multitudes as well, that the parents and the brothers and the relatives and the friends will be betraying them. But here we see a very shining view, a very good picture of Christianity about brother and sister, brother and sister. Sarah told her father, her brother, wherever you go, I will go. And she did that. He went to the monastery, she went to the convent. He wanted to shed his blood of the name of Christ, and he informed her, and she followed him to Alexandria. The point here is, how can we grow up our children on love of God and love one another through God? Not just to love one another, but the love here must be through our Lord Jesus Christ. And this also must be between husband and wife, between father and son and daughter, between brother and brother, brother and sister, sister and sister. We do love our relatives through the love of our Lord Jesus Christ. In another meaning, as Jesus Christ loved us to the end, and he offered himself for this love, to give us life instead of death, and to open to us the kingdom of heaven instead of the hell and the Hades, so also we have to love one another and be ready even to sacrifice ourselves, or at least sacrifice every possible thing for our relatives. The second point also is wonderful. Our Lord Jesus Christ in another place said, the hair of your head are counted. The hairs are counted. Can you count one square centimeter of your head to know how many? Huh? I was watching one day something about the animals, and they were saying about one of the, they call it sea dog or something like that, that he has in his hair 4 million hairs. And I said, wow. And scientifically, or the scientists said that every one of us loses 100 hair every day, the average of the hair that we lose, because we lose hair and another grow, we lose hair. And I said to myself again, do you count my hair, the hair of my head? And you know how many hairs I have? He will say, yes, I do. And then I ask him, is every hair must have the permission for you to fall down? He says, yes. If he says yes, it means that we are very little, very ignorant. Sorry, I become very foolish, stupid, if I think of myself. If he, my beloved God, counts my hairs and give permission of every one of it to fall down, why do I trouble myself in this world? Why do I become wearied or tired sometimes of the needs of this world, forgetting that the counter of my hairs is still alive and will be living forever? This reminded me with Abuna Bshoy Kamel when he had the cancer, which he called the sickness of paradise. Through the chemical treatment, the hair of his beard started to fall down. And Angel, his wife, was upset, as if she was blaming slightly God, saying, how can you permit that? And then Abuna Bshoy replied, oh Angel, do not forget that every hair I will not lose without the permission of God. And he started to pull every hair for himself, saying, this hair is by his permission. This hair should kifaya, kifaya. Enough. Khalas. Those who lived relying on God, believing that the Lord takes care of everything, even nothing. If I lose my hair, I will not lose my life. There are many bald people. They can live without it. But this is even not useful to us. Does not fool anyone. Does not fall without his permission. Please, rely to him. Don't trouble yourself. Have faith in him that he will take care of you. If he takes care of these very small things which look not very useful to us, and we can't live without it, how come the needs of our life he will take care of? Glory be to God forever. Amen.